Hi, welcome. In this lesson, we're going to build a soda-style liquid drum and bass breakdown and give it a warm, tape-like grit using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. The aim is a 16:32-bar breakdown that breathes textures and ages like tape, without sounding overly distorted. I'll guide you through arranging the section, putting together a mastering-minded bus chain, and adding simple automation so the grit evolves musically. What we'll make together a spacious breakdown with pads, filtered chords, sparse percussion, sub, and an ambient vocal chop. A breakdown bus with a light take grit chain using utility, EQ8, multiband dynamics, saturator, pedal, glue compressor, optional redux, and a limiter. Automation for drive, dry/wet, and send so the tape character grows and recedes. Step by step walkthrough. Now let's step through the process. Soda breakdown. Compose and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. 1. Project setup and arrangement. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Create an arrangement view scene and add a 32-bar lane for the breakdown. Label it Soda Breakdown. Add these tracks: pad/keys, lead/ambient, sub, perk/hi-hat. Keep it sparse, vocal chop, and a group track named Breakdown Bus. Route all breakdown tracks into the breakdown bus by selecting them and grouping or dropping them into the group. 2. Compose and arrange the breakdown structure. The section as follows. Start with 8 bars minimal, a filtered pad and no sub. Follow with 8 to 16 bars of fuller ambient chord progression with gentle percussion. Then resolve back toward the drop. For pads, choose a warm patch in Wavedable or analog. Apply a low-pass filter and add a slow LFO to the cutoff for movement. For lead or ambient textures, use reversed sounds, sparse piano, or low-level keys and place a short, wide reverb on a return to glue them. Keep percussion minimal. Filtered hats and small clicks are enough to hold groove without crowding the space. Add a few atmospheric vocal chops with long reverb tails and subtle pitch automation. While arranging, aim for headroom. Keep peaks around -6 to -10 dB on the master so the bus processing has room to breathe. 3. Build the breakdown bus chain stock device workflow. We'll apply processing on the breakdown bus so the whole section sits warm and cohesive. Utility first. Insert utility to control gain and stereo width. If stems are high, reduce gain by 1-2 dB. Set stereo width around 95-100% for full stereo, or reduce to about 85% if the sides are noisy. EQ8 gentle surgical. Next, place EQ8. Add a low shelf cut around 30-50 Hz of -1 to -3 dB to tighten rumble. Slightly reduce highs around 12-16 kHz by -0.5 to -1 dB to simulate tape roll-off. If you use mid/side mode, consider reducing side highs by 1-2 dB for clearer center focus. Multiband dynamics control the low end. Use multiband dynamics to tame sub-energy. Set the low band crossing around 120 Hz. Use a gentle ratio around 1.52:1, a slowish attack of 40-60 ms, and a release near 200 ms. This keeps the sub controlled before saturation. Parallel saturation. Saturator plus dry/wet. Insert a saturator on the breakdown bus or create a dedicated tape saturation return. If on the bus, choose a soft curve shaper or a warm preset. Set drive modestly around 2-4 dB, and keep dry/wet low between 10 and 25% so you add harmonics while preserving transients. Alternatively, create a return channel, send 10-25% of the bus to that return, where saturator and optional glue compressor live. Returns make it easier to automate and compare wet/dry balance. Pedal or overdrive tone shaping. After saturator, add pedal with low drive and warm tone. Keep it mix low, 5-15%. To emphasize mid-harmonics without overwhelming the sound. Glue compressor. Glue the bus. Add glue compressor with medium attack around 10-30 ms, release 200-400 ms, ratio 2:1, and set threshold so gain reduction sits around 1-2 dB. This subtly bonds the elements without squashing them. Subtle redux optional. If you want a touch of lo-fi grit, add redux after glue sparingly. Use mild downsample behavior and bits fairly high. For example, 8-12 bits, and blend with dry/wet at 5-10%. Be careful, redux can get aggressive fast. Limiter last. Place limiter at the end with ceiling set to -0.3 dB. Aim for minimal gain reduction. This chain is for texture, not loudness pushing. If you need final loudness, handle that in a full master pass. 4. Automation for dynamic grit. Make the tape grit move over time. Automate saturator drive or dry/wet to gradually increase across the section. For example, raise drive by plus 1 3dB or increase width by 5 15% between bars 9 and 16. If using a saturation return, automate the sand level for the same effect. Narrow stereo width slightly in denser moments. For instance, reduce utility width from 100% to 90%, and automate a gentle high shelf roll-off in AQA to mimic tape intimacy during more intimate bars. Keep automation slow and musical. Ramps over bars, not quick jumps. 5. Mastering context and rendering. Keep a reference track in your session. Import a Soda Style breakdown to compare tone and dynamics. Avoid heavy limiting on the breakdown bus. Leave dynamics for the final master. Render or bounce the breakdown bus twice, once with the chain enabled and once bypassed. Use these bounces to a slash B and decide which printed version you prefer. If you commit the bus sound, consolidate or resample the breakdown to an audio track to free CPU and lock the character. Common mistakes to avoid: too much saturation or 100% wet. This muddies the mix and kills transients. Keep wet low and work in context. Overcompressing the bus. Heavy compression removes the space Soda Style breakdowns rely on. Aim for about 1 3dB of glue. Redux or bit crush too early. Add lo-fi elements after taming low-end and mid issues. Losing headroom. Don't push the master too hot before saturation. Leave peaks around minus 6 to minus 4 dB while composing. Ignoring mono compatibility. Check in mono to avoid phase cancellation in critical elements. Pro tips: use parallel returns for saturation and grit. It's safer and easier to automate. Freeze returns to save CPU. Combine two saturators with different characters. One soft for warmth. One more aggressive in parallel for grit. Simulate tape flutter by automating tiny pitch modulation on a return. Very subtle, slow LFO or small pitch envelopes. Print to audio when satisfied. Freeze and flatten or resample the bus to commit the sound and simplify your session. Save your breakdown bus chain as a rack preset so you can reuse the workflow. Mini practice exercise: create a 16-bar breakdown at 170-174 BPM. Add a low-pass filtered pad, a sparse hat pattern, and a small vocal chop. Group these into a breakdown bus and build the chain. Utility: right arrow EQ 8, right arrow multiband dynamics, right arrow saturator 10-20% wet, right arrow glue compressor, right arrow limiter 0.3 dB. Set saturator drive around 3 dB and dry slash wet to 15%, and automate drive to rise 1.5 dB from bar 5 to bar 12. Export two bounces, one with the chain on, one bypassed, and compare how warmth and clarity change. Keep the vocal chop clear while adding warmth. Recap: you've learned how to compose and arrange a Soda Style breakdown, and apply a light tape-inspired mastering chain in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. Remember, preserve headroom, control lows before distortion, use parallel saturation and subtle automation to make grit dynamic, and print the sound once you're happy. Small amounts, slow automation, and careful gain staging are the keys to emotional warmth without obvious distortion. Final coach note: treat the breakdown like one living instrument you're giving a gentle mastering touch. Keep choices reversible with sends and groups, and always toggle bypass to check what the processing really does. Practice the mini exercise, save your chain presets, and resample when you find a version that truly breathes. That's it. Now open live, experiment, and have fun shaping warm tape style grit into your next Soda-inspired breakdown.